When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record, not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I'm back recording in the car with only 10 minutes to dash off a quick audio essay. And I got just the topic for that. Why am I dashing off a quick essay 10 minutes long in my car again instead of doing it in the studio? Because the month of July, I have managed to fill every day on the calendar with some kind of teaching event, in many cases, multiple teaching events. I'm teaching my second class today, second two-hour class. First one was in Detroit, second one's in Ann Arbor. Or if it's not that, it's a class surrounded by meetings, whether it's on Skype or whether it's a physical meeting. The fact of the matter is that I am, every day is filled. I don't get a day off. And it's made it harder and harder to do audio projects like this, and it's certainly affected my artwork schedule. I am just getting no time at all to draw anymore. I mean, I was complaining about that in the lead up to Kids Read Comics, and I thought, oh, well, in, you know, post Kids Read Comics in July, I'll have a little bit of an easier schedule to get some artwork done. It's not happening. Demand is continuing to grow for my classes, which is a good problem to have. As my brother said to me the other day, it's like, it seems like your teaching work is catching fire. And to which I said, yeah, and I don't want that fire to go out, so I have to keep throwing, you know, more logs on the fire. So I'm in this position where business is good, and I want to keep that going, so I'm really not turning any jobs away right now unless I absolutely cannot do them, like if it's, you know, I'm already scheduled to do something else. This means that it's getting harder and harder for me to square away some time to actually get an uninterrupted couple hours worth of work at the art desk. And I'm betting those of you who have day jobs know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going, oh, boo-hoo, Jers, this is every day of my life. Well, I don't mean to sound aggrieved about this. My answer to this is, what can I do? And part of the problem is that in my line of work, it's not like I'm doing an eight-hour stretch in one go. I'll do a couple hours in Detroit, and that means that it's a four-hour round trip because it's almost an hour to and from Detroit for me, and then the 2 hours of work there. So that's 4 hours out of my day. Come home for an hour, try to get put out a few fires in my inbox, and then pack up and head out to my next class, which I'm heading into now. So it's not even like I guess I'm working almost full time, but it's the way the classes are staggered and the way the meetings are all staggered, it just kills a whole day. There's a whole day of me doing a lot of driving and then a couple hours worth work here, a couple hours there. And so that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying it gets increasingly harder to find time to draw. So this is my strategy that I've come up with to try to fix this situation. I already have a couple slots during the week where I just refuse to schedule anything during this block of time. There's a Wednesday afternoon. I talk with my buddy Hoover every week, and I've been doing so for almost 15 years now. And I just don't schedule anything during that time. Nobody gets that block of my personal life. There's certain events at the Ann Arbor District Library. There's the Comic Artist Forum, which is something I do for free because I'm an advisor to that. I don't get paid for my time there, but it's something that is, I want to see it grow. So I never schedule a class on the first Sunday of the month. I'm always giving that 2 hour block to the Ann Arbor District Library. Why then can I not do that for my art? Why can I not schedule time for my art? And this is one of the things that I fell victim to, and I wonder if anybody else does too. This would be worth considering and evaluating. I don't know what all of your schedules are like, but you know, I can only share what I'm doing and see if it is at all useful to you. One of the problems I ran into with why my schedule gets filled up so fast and why it quickly gets out of my control is that when it comes to drawing, you could just shuffle it around. You can move it around on the schedule. Well, I'm not going to be able to do that from 2 to 3, so I'll move that from to like 8 o'clock tonight. I'll move that to 10 o'clock tonight. The thing I was going to do at 10 a.m., I'll do it at 10 p.m. instead. No problem. When you're drawing a project that has a long-term deadline or a deadline that's weeks away, it's easy to just move that stuff around. That's one of the privileges of being a freelance illustrator, is that you can move things around so that you can make time for things that are a little bit more immediate, have a more immediate deadline. Like, for instance, I've got 5 minutes before I got to get into the building so I can teach my class. That's a hard deadline, right? But what can happen is so much stuff can keep filling in those voids where you're supposed to be doing art that suddenly you find that you don't have any time to do art anymore. So what I'm going to do starting in August, actually starting with the last week of July, and I'm going to be very strict about this, is I'm going to have Fridays. I do not schedule anything. I don't meet with anybody. I don't take any calls. I probably won't spend very much time on the internet, if any. And I'm certainly not going to schedule classes on Fridays anymore. Friday, and I talked about this with my wife. I mean, this is another thing, too, for those of you who have families. I talked with Anne about this, and I told her how frustrated I was about how everything's getting filled up. I never have time for anything. I'm always at wit's end. And it's really to the point where I'm walking into classrooms going, did we talk about this last week? Because I don't know anymore. I'm in and out of so many different classrooms. I can't even remember what I taught the previous week at each different class. Because I'm teaching classes in Chelsea, in Ann Arbor, at the Ann Arbor Art Center, at the library. Anyway, so I was explaining this to her, and she said, well, you know, it's funny to me that you can schedule a whole day for teaching, but you can't schedule a whole day for art. Why don't you just pick a day of the week? And no matter what, nobody gets their hands on that day. And I said to her, I was like, are you cool with that? Are you okay with me doing that? Where I say, you know, I'm off limits for a whole day. She said, everybody gets a day off. You know, you deserve a day off. I mean, because literally, the month of July, I literally do not have a day off. I am in a classroom or in a meeting every day this month. And it just dawned on me like a flash. I'm like, yeah, of course. Everybody gets a day off. And if teaching is becoming my day job, which is what I wanted, because I think I'm good at it, it makes me feel good, and it's a great way to make money while I try to get my comics projects a little bit more, get some new projects going and get my older projects a little bit more, market them a little bit better. It's a good gig. If I'm going to take a day job, that's the one I want. But that if it's a day job, that means I should get a day off so I can keep focusing on my art. So I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to make sure I'm going to go into my Google Calendar, and this is the only way I'll remember to do this, is mark all those days, Art Friday. And this will mean that if I do spend any time on the internet, it means that I can stream what I'm working on during the day so I can still be creating content for Art and Storyers, but I'll still be creating content for myself first and foremost. That's important. We need that outlet. We don't get into this business because we like to draw sometimes. We get into this business because we love to draw all the time. And when that gets taken away from us, we start feeling kind of like a half person. At least I do. That's when that doubt creeps in, when you start wondering if you're any good at what you're doing, because you don't have even if you don't have the validation of loving everything that you produce, at least you have the body of work to sort of back yourself up and say, yeah, you know, I can always get better, but look at all the stuff I've accomplished. And when that slows down, then that's when that ego thing starts kicking in. You start feeling kind of rotten every once in a while. So I got to fix that. And so that's my plan. And I will be reporting in on this on future Thunder Punch dailies as I progress with it and see how it goes. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We couldn't do it without you. Nothing else really to report other than, oh, I just posted the video for Comics Are Great episode 20 on YouTube. That's at youtube.com/comicsaregreat. It's a lighthearted, fun one where Dave Roman and I debate about which is better, Harry Potter or the Chronicles of Narnia. And though it is a nerdy topic, I think we got into some appropriately nerdy discussion about storytelling and the differences between those two properties. So I think for those of you who are process junkies, I think you might get something out of that. So you can check that out at youtube.com/comicsaregreat. I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today we learned about the value of trying, even when the odds are against you. Sometimes when people around us aren't playing by the rules or the job seems too big, it's easy to become discouraged. That's when you really have to stick with it and keep trying, because that's how winners are born. So whether you're playing a game or doing your schoolwork, no matter how far behind you think you are, don't give up. Remember, you can't win if you don't try. See you next time.